My guest is the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director, Rob Fredericks. And before the break, I prefaced my question as a stupid question. If someone would have bought Nordstrom's for him, would he have built housing there? And first of all, I interviewed the new owner of Nordstrom's, and I think it was a $14 million price, which is probably half of what it's really worth because it's not fee simple. The city, it's on leased land, I think, but he couldn't develop the housing there because it's just it would be so costly to convert it. So, I mean, even if, and we're going to talk in a moment about how Grace Lutheran Church donated their property. You just mentioned Jason Yardy donated a building. So if obviously if someone donates a structure to you, you're probably going to take it and do what you can to build something there, right?
Absolutely. Yes. If you take the land cost equation or the building cost equation out of the formula, it really does help, even with an existing building like Nordstrom's. But you know, taking on the cost to purchase and then looking at the cost to do an adaptive reuse type of the building, it's very expensive to meet ADA requirements and all of the building safety code requirements.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost looks like, you know, wow, rather than doing that, it'd probably be better to do a nuke and pave on the area and build new purpose-built housing.
Did you just say nuke and pave?
Yes, nuke and pave.
Well, there's some lingo I hadn't heard before. So you mentioned this 800 block, these studios, and we can talk a little bit about Grace Lutheran Church. I brought it up because I mistakenly identified the property as the Mark, which of course is not affordable. But what I had forgotten was that in addition to having income requirements, at the Grace, what's it called?
Grace Village.
Grace apartment. Village. It's got a no car rule.
Correct.
So
correct.
Is that going to be the rule with the 14 studio rentals on State Street?
On the 14 studio rentals, we will give a preference for non-vehicle ownership there because it's in the downtown area. We've done that successfully at other developments like Casa de las Fuentes on the corner of Carrillo and Castillo Streets and our special needs developments like El Carrillo and Artisan Court. So we're able to monitor that, and there are a lot of people that are willing to give up their car and walk to work and take public transportation and rent a vehicle if they're going out of town, rather than having that ongoing cost of ownership of a vehicle. For a lot of people, though, it's hard to give up, right? You need to get somewhere. I've pulled my team here at the Housing Authority, and they're saying, well, I wouldn't give up my vehicle because I need it to get to my place of work. But that's why we're also, you know, marketing these units to where people who work in the area where they can bike or take public transportation to work.
Yeah, so the Grace Village had quite a number of units and no cars. I made the joke that the Federal Housing Authority, you know, has protected classes. And you can't say you're not renting to a certain class because they're a protected class. And I was joking whether or not owning a car is a protected class. And I don't suppose anyone's going to try to sue you if you say you can't rent this place if you have a car.
What we do is we have preferences for those who don't own a vehicle first. They're jumping to the top of the list. And there are plenty of seniors here in town, and that's another area that's where services are located. Transportation with the bus lines are right there. It's easy to get around. Shopping is right there. So there are plenty of seniors who don't own a car or agree not to own a vehicle to live there and receive a very affordable rent and be able to live in comfort. And that's what we're trying to do with these developments. And, you know, down the road, we will get to, you know, this is years from now, but we will get to a place where Tesla actually does have autonomous vehicles and other car manufacturers to where people don't need to own a car. They can just order a car up when they need to go somewhere, and it'll be there in 10 minutes. Now, that's 20 years from now, 25 years from now, but it will be there. It'll happen. And so we're trying to build for the community, for the future, but also balance, right? A state law currently allows us not to provide any parking spaces at all on a development as long as it's near a transportation line and where, such as Grace Village is. But we do provide some parking spaces there for visitors and for
staff,
and that sort of thing.
That makes sense. And so that was your project? And is that was that unique? Is that the one project that definitively says you can't own a car? Or
We have that development. We have Gardens on Hope that is next to the Chevrolet dealership on Hope Avenue. There's also El Carrillo on Carrillo Street downtown where... You know, it depends on who we're serving, right? We're not going to say to a family at a family development, you can't own a vehicle. But where we're serving a special needs population like seniors or people moving from homelessness, they typically don't come with a vehicle or they're willing to give up a vehicle that they've been living in to have a permanent home.
I was going to make a bad joke about people living in their cars, so yeah. I'm glad I didn't say it.
Okay.
So when you build this one on the 800 block, the 14 studio rentals, the 800 block of State, which, by the way, very nice of Jason Yardy to donate that. And
absolutely.
Anyone out there listening wants to see affordable rentals built in Santa Barbara, and you want to... good tax write-off, call up Rob Fredericks at the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority and donate your building. It kind of,
absolutely,
going back to when they built, I always forget the name of it, the marketplace where Costco is and Home Depot.
Oh, yes, the Camino Real.
It just seems like it wasn't that long ago that was built. It seems like someone could have thought of, well, you know what? Well, yeah, you can get all these permits, but how about if you build some rental units on top of some of these buildings? And, you know, you got a lot of employees that are going to be there and a lot of, it would have been kind of ideal.
Yes. Yep. It would have been. And you'd get a lot more units. You know, every community is suffering from the need for housing, and there's these regional housing needs allocations that come down from the state that say, over the next 8-year planning cycle, you need to provide X amount of housing. And in the city of Santa Barbara alone, we have to plan for providing 8,001 units, and 62% of those of that number is for moderate and low-income housing. And, you know, we need to think differently and provide for housing where it's currently commercial, that you're not going to need all that commercial. There's a different paradigm now with remote work. It's been shown that people can do remote work now with technology, so you don't need all this commercial space, so we need to convert a lot of the commercial space to housing. And again, I go back to State Street and the State Street Master Plan. They need to really plan for housing there to make it a vital place, a community that it's like a neighborhood, you know, where people live and they can go shopping and they can go to entertainment. It's right there for them. And I'm excited about the future for State Street.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll be around another 20, 30 years, and you'll be getting that Tesla driverless cab to pick you up and take you downtown. We're out of time. I want to thank you so much. Rob Fredericks, the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director. Rob Fredericks, say hello to Rob Pearson and Dave Gustafson for me.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you, Mark.
You're so welcome. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rest of you, stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.